In Jesus' name, amen. Look at about three people and tell them, you are blessed and highly favored of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. If you're turning your Bibles to the Gospel of Luke chapter 19, my subject tonight, climbing above your limitations. There's not a person under the sound of my voice that is not facing a problem of some sort. The Bible says that man is born of woman, is few of days, and full of troubles. That is a real devil, and he wants to keep you from obtaining the things that God has prepared for those that love him. But see, God can show up in your life, and he can give you a word, and that one word from God can set the course for the rest of your life. Hallelujah. That word can cause you to rise above your limitations. God is never drawn to fool. God is always drawn to empty. God is always drawn to a need. So if you have a need tonight, you are a candidate for a miracle. God is here. We're worshiping him. We're praising him. And we're agreeing together, hallelujah, that your miracle is going to come and that we're going to be a part of the miracle that you get. See, God orders our steps and God orders our stops. He opens doors and he closes doors. Sometimes he closes a door that no man can open, and sometimes he opens a door that no man can close. I tell you, his ways are past finding out. When God shows up and gets involved in your life, he comes to do a work. He is not a playboy to tickle somebody's fancy, but the Holy Ghost is a worker. And he works deep, deep, deep down in the hearts of mankind because he wants to transform them into the image of his glory, just like Jesus Christ, that we ought to look like a little Jesus. Amen. God wants to show forth his glory in you. Matter of fact, the mystery that God had hidden for ages is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Hallelujah. Thank God we can rise above the limitations of life. When God shows up, he changes things. And when it looks like you're going under, suddenly you're not the victim, but you're the victor. Hallelujah. Say it with me, church. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say it again. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Say it one more time. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. Hallelujah. It brings me to my text. Look at Luke 19 and 1. Luke 19 and 1. Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press because he was little of stature. Verse 4. And he ran before and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. Now, Jesus hadn't got there yet, but he knew that Jesus was coming. And he ran ahead of the crowd so he could get to a place that he could see Jesus. In other words, Zacchaeus had to use his faith. He needed a miracle from God. He needed for salvation to visit his house. He was a rich man, but he needed so much more. And no matter what we get from God, there's so much more in God, and we need to tap into what God has prepared for us. He's a savior. He's a healer. He's a deliverer. He's a good God, and when God shows up and you get the God factor involved in your life, all of a sudden you're not like other people. You are not an ordinary person. Let me tell you something. You are extraordinary. You have supernatural power inside of you. And if you'll turn that power loose, you'll be amazed at what God will do for you. Zacchaeus needed a miracle from God. Look at verse 5. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Hallelujah. Oh, I could preach on that a long time. He said, you're the temple of the Holy Ghost. He said, and when he comes to abide forever. He doesn't just come and go like some people. He doesn't commute. He comes to take up his residence in your heart. Hallelujah. He comes to show you things to come. He comes to heal you. He comes to comfort you. He comes to help you through the storms of life. He's a great God, the Holy Ghost, the third person of the Godhead. Go on, praise God, because he sent the Spirit. Amen. He comes to abide. Jesus said, make haste, come down, for today I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him. I like this word right here. Joyfully. Look at verse 9. And Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham. Have I got any people in here tonight that are the children of Abraham? The Bible says, if you be in Christ, then are you as you're Abraham's seed and as according to the promise. Hallelujah. So sometimes people in the church, some people that are in a covenant relationship, they need a visitation, a miracle. They need for salvation, sozo, to show up in their life. It's the Greek word sozo, which means healing. It means deliverance. It means the anointing. You need the anointing to show up and destroy the yoke of bondage that the devil has tried to put over your life. He made haste. He came down, received him joyfully. Verse 9, and Jesus said unto him, this day is salvation come to this house, for as much as he also is a son of Abraham, for the Son of Man has come to seek and to save that which was lost. My subject, rising above your limitations. Let us pray. Father, thank you so much that through Christ we can rise above the storms of life. Through our Lord and our Master, we can master all of life. We are what you said we are. We have what you said we have. We can do what you said we can do. And we can do all things through Christ. Let your word illuminate our hearts and our minds. Let us rise up a great army. Praise God. Lord, realizing what you did on that cross and that you did it all for us so that we could go free. And now, Lord, we're to go out and set the captive free, those bound by sin, sickness, bondage, disease, heartache, sorrow, depression, whatever the need. Praise God. You said I'll supply it all according to my riches and glory by Christ Jesus. And, Lord, you left an army here called the church to carry out your will. Bless us tonight. Give us revelation, and everybody said in Jesus' name, amen. Now, when I was a small lad in Sunday school, they taught me that song about Zacchaeus. And every time I hear his name, a song just pops up in my brain. It said, Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. He climbed up in a sycamore tree for the Lord he was going to see. How many of you know that if you can remember that song right there, you need help? Amen. Hallelujah. But that dates me. That carries me back to my Sunday school days. And we would sing that. And we didn't know how to pronounce it back then. I finally found out how to pronounce the man's name, Zacchaeus. Amen. But Zacchaeus, he not only knew where Jesus was, but somehow he had the ability to know where Jesus was going. Some people sit in places, and Jesus is not going there. He's not welcome. I was reading about the church of Laodicea, and Jesus is outside the doors of his church. They won't let him in. Now, he talks to all those other churches, and he said, I've got something against you, but he wasn't allowed in the church of Laodicea. And so he said, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and will open the door, I will come into him. I will sup with him and he with me. Jesus knew where Jesus was, but he knew where he was going. You know, we need the body of Christ to wake up to know where Jesus is going so they'll get to the place where Jesus is so they can get to the place of Jesus and his blessings. Amen. So Zacchaeus, he ran ahead. He climbed up that tree so he could get what he had come for. He came for a miracle. Did you come for a miracle? He had a need. He needed a miracle from God. And even though God is the one who does the miracles, we have to enter into the miracle that God wants to perform. And at the point of every miracle, God has already planted a tree so you can climb up above your own limitations. The reason that Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus is because he was a short man. And the Bible says when Jesus came to the place, Jesus knew that tree was there. Because at the point of your miracle, God has a tree to help you rise above your limitations. There's a tree called the cross of Calvary. And that tree is loaded with miracles. That tree is loaded with blessings. And if you can believe, praise God, you can have it. It's just that simple. We trade in greenback dollars down here. But the currency of heaven is faith. And if you release your faith, you don't buy anything from God. Jesus paid it all. But if you use your faith, you can tap in to heaven's resources and get that miracle that you need from God. Take the limits off of God. Don't listen to people. Don't listen to what they say. Listen to what the Word of God says. Let your faith go, praise God, and climb above your limitations. Somebody go and praise God in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Jesus came to the place. Amen. See, God is a miracle-working God, and God wants us to realize that. He wants to be included in the battles that we face in life. I've quoted it, man that is born of woman is few of days and full of troubles. And that is a devil. He's called a thief. He comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. He goes about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Peter said, be sober, be vigilant, because you have an adversary, the devil, and you need to resist him. Amen. You have power and you have authority over him in Jesus' name, but you need to learn that. You need to get into the book and find out who you are in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. At the point of every miracle, God has already provided a tree. Now, back there in the Old Testament, Gideon, he was hiding from the Midianites. He was trying to get a few crumbs to feed his family. Think about it now. We've all been there when we needed a great miracle from God. He's trying to thresh out a little corn so he can feed his family. And the angel of the Lord shows up. I mean, he's hiding from the Midianites. He's in hiding trying to thresh out this corn and some wheat to feed his family. And the angel of the Lord shows up and said, Hail, Gideon, thy mighty man of valor. The Lord is with thee. I can just hear him saying, shh, 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 be quiet. The enemy's out there. That's how some people treat the devil. They're afraid of him. You don't have to be afraid of him. He's afraid of you. I met T.L. Osborne one day. I was getting off the airplane. He wrote a book, Healing the Sick and Dominion Over Devils. And I stepped off the airplane, and there he was. And I went up and shook his hand, and he made this statement. He said, I used to be afraid of the devil till I found that the devil was afraid of me. Hallelujah. The devil is afraid of you. Thou believest there is one God. The devils also believe and tremble. Make him tremble. But Gideon, he's trying to get a little food there. And Gideon said, Oh, my Lord, if the Lord is with us, why has all this befallen us? If the Lord is with us, where are the miracles which our Father told us of? If the Lord is with us, how and why has God forsaken us? See, that's doubt and unbelief talking. And the devil wants you to think that way. He does not want you to use your faith. He does not want you to rise above the limitations that have been put on you. There are no limits to those that believe God. I mean, it's not you. It's God doing it through you and for you. Hallelujah. See, the devil wants you to think that God has forsaken you. He wants you to think there's no hope. He wants you to think that things are never going to get any better. Jesus is on the Mount of Transfiguration. And James, John, and Peter, they're with him. And all of a sudden, Jesus is transfigured into his glory. And Peter wants to stay up there forever. But Jesus knew that was a little boy, then that he had to go and deliver. Amen. See, Jesus knew what was ahead, just like he knew Zacchaeus was going be up in that tree. He'd come to the place, and he comes down, and as a little boy that is possessed of the devil, and Jesus, the father comes and said, "I brought my son to your disciples, and they couldn't help him. Can you do anything, Jesus? Do you believe he can do anything?" Now, that's a loaded question. Can you do anything, Jesus? Or can you do anything, Jesus? Do you get it? Jesus said, "How long has it been this way?" He said, "Since he was a little boy." See, the devil wants you to think things are permanent. They're never going to change. The woman with the issue of blood, she'd been sick for 12 long years. She said, "If I can just touch the hem of his garment, I shall be made whole." See, the devil had told her. That was a man at the pool of Bethesda. He said, "It's been this way too long." He'd been sick 38 long years. And he went to that pool where the angel would stir the waters. He had to get to the right place. Sometimes you got to get to the right place. Hallelujah. You got to get to where the miracle is. You got to get into miracle territory. For 38 long years, he'd been there waiting for the troubling of the water. And an angel would come down once a year and stir the waters. And this man looked up, 38 years, permanency. There'll never be a change. And he looked up and he saw the eyes of Jesus. He said, "There's someone that cares for me. No one ever cared for me like Jesus. No one else." How's it go? "No one else can take the sin and darkness from you. No one ever cared. Oh, how much he cared for me." It'll come to me. "No one ever cared for me like Jesus. There's no other friend as true as he. No one else can take the sin and darkness from me. Oh, how much he cared for me." Oh, the devil will tell you it's permanent. You're never going to get out of that situation. That's what he makes people think. But I want to tell you something. Nothing is permanent when God shows up. God is the only thing in the equation that's permanent. He never changes. Hallelujah. And Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. Hallelujah. He's no respecter of person. If you need a miracle, you can get one from God. Amen. God wants to awaken us to the fact, church, that he is a miracle working God. The angel of the Lord told Gideon, said, "Hail, thou mighty man of valor, the Lord is with thee." And Gideon said, "My family is the poorest family in Manasseh." And he said, "I'm the least in the family, and I'm at the bottom of the totem pole. How could God ever use me?" But Gideon obeyed the Lord. You remember the story about his army? The Midianites were coming. He had 30,000 men. God got him down to 300. He said, "Now, Gideon, now that you know you can't do it, I'm going to show up and I'm going to show off and I'm going to show you what I can do." And the plan was this. Gideon and his 300 men, they were afraid, and they go down to the enemy's camp. And they heard them talking about Gideon, this mighty man, and it put such faith in his heart. You know, the devil talks about you. He knows who you are. He just does not want you to know who you are. And so Gideon, he goes back and he tells his men, he said, "I want you to take that pitcher. I want you to put a light inside of that pitcher. When I blow my trumpet, I want you to blow your trumpet. When I break my pitcher, I want you to break your pitcher." He said, "We got to get together in one accord." See, if we can get the church together, if we can get everybody working together, God will show up and God will do miracles. Amen. We need to tear down some denominational barriers, and we need to bring the body of Christ together and believe the word of God. Believe God for miracles. And they went, and Gideon, he blew his trumpet. He hit the pitch. He broke the pitch of the light. Glad the enemy came out of their tents and killed one another. God had a plan that baffles the mind of everybody out there. And God has a plan that will baffle your mind too, if you'll let God be God in your life. Sometimes people forget to include the God factor in their problems. That's what I'm trying to say. You know, it's easy to do that if you've got a problem and if you're facing adversity. But remember, if you are a child of God, when you get pushed into the corner, you must never forget the God factor in your life. And the God factor means you must never forget that even when it looks like you're out, when God shows up, He changes things. It may look like there's no hope. It may look like you're going under. But when God shows up, He always causes us to triumph in Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Christians are not supposed to live and be like the rest of the world. We serve a God of miracles. And when we face the problems of life, instead of doubting God, instead of questioning God, we need to remember that our God is a supernatural God that can do anything. You may have a doctor's report that says there's no hope, there's no cure. I've never seen a case like this turn around in my life, and you're not going to make it. But then the God factor shows up and says, you shall live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. Go and praise Him. Amen. There may be situations on paper when it doesn't add up, and I've been to that place. But then God steps in, and somehow it all works out. Glory to God. I'll never forget when God spoke to me that morning and said, just look to me, trust in me. It looked like there was no hope, but God spoke to me that morning. And then I saw a great portion of my income just stripped away instantly, but God had spoken. And God says that I will supply your need. He says, I will rebuke the devourer for you. He said, I'll heal your body. And I wasn't even sick. I got tickled. I started laughing. I said, God, I'm not even sick. But guess what? 10 years later, after God had done the financial miracle, I need a healing miracle. And God stepped in and God showed off. Hallelujah. And when the doctor said, no hope, no hope, no hope, here I stand. Hallelujah. Because that's hope in God. Go on, praise the Lord. You serve a wonderful, supernatural God. Amen. You know, the school may say your children can't learn. They're behind. They have a learning deficiency. They have disciplinary problems. They will never be a leader. They will always be failures. Then God shows up. And God gets involved in the equation. And in one night, God walks into the room and He snaps their brain. Amen. And all of a sudden, they become leaders instead of failures. I've seen it happen. I've prayed for little children that had learning deficiencies. And they've gone back to school and became achievers. Use your faith. Turn it loose. You'll be shocked at what God will do. You serve a supernatural, extraordinary God who is able to do the impossible. He is able to do exceeding abundantly above all you could ever ask according to the power. What is that power? It is the word of faith. Hallelujah. It is the blood. It is the spirit. Glory. That's the power working in you. You have His nature. You have His power. You have His blood. You have His name. Use it. Glory to God. And miracles will show up in your life. Hallelujah. When the storms of life are raging and when the whole world is crumbling, I want to tell you something. Jesus can come through that storm. All He has to do is whisper, peace be still. Stop telling people how big your storm is and start telling your storm how big your God is. Woo! Tell that situation how big your God is. Glory to God. You're not limited to the natural, so don't ever count yourself out. You can climb above your limitations. When all the reports are read, when the evaluations have been done, God wants you to know that people are not to live their lives by their own strength. You don't have to figure it all out on your own. All you got to do is believe God and let God work it out. Some of you have taken all your problems on yourself and you've tried to work it all out in your own mind. That's just human nature. You've said, well, it's going to take me this long to get out of debt. It's going to take me this long for this situation to turn around. It's going to take this long for my children to ever get saved. And when God shows up, he begins to throw his weight around. And when God does something, he does it quick. The word of God is quick. It's living. It's powerful. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, the joints and the marrow. Goes right down to the very substance of life. It's a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. God knows what you need. And if you'll tell him about it, praise God, God will bring you out. That's my testimony. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You don't have to figure it all out. Amen. You don't have to live in poverty. When God shows up, you're not limited to your paychecks. There are godly principles for prosperity. And if you will obey them, you can be debt free. It doesn't matter where you are right now. Start where you are. Use what you have. Make something of it. Never be satisfied. That's how you get miracles. Amen. God gives seed to the sower. Sow seed and watch God give you a harvest. Hallelujah. Don't tell me it doesn't work. I found out it works. Hallelujah. I've been there. I know what I'm talking about. Amen. You can climb above your limitation. You don't have to stand back and watch the devil tear your family and your finances all to pieces. Amen. I know some of you got family members acting crazy, saying they're never going to serve God. But God, he can make the crooked path straight. Amen. He can do anything. And God will bring them in when they say, I'll never serve him. I have some of my children tell me, say, I don't believe what you believe. I said, yes, you do. Those deep core values, they're way down in there. But I don't believe that. I said, yes, you do. I wouldn't argue with them. I said, yes, you do. I taught it to you. I ingrained it in you. Train up a child in the way he should go. When he is old, he shall not depart from it. Pray for him. Hallelujah. Build a hedge of protection around him. The devil, he's limited, but your God is unlimited. Go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Amen. God can still send manna from heaven because heaven's bakery is always open. He can still part the Red Sea. He can still bring people out of slavery. He can still bless them with silver and with gold. He can still lead you into the promised land that's flowing with his supernatural blessings. He's a great God. Hallelujah. And anything that the doctor has said is permanent, it is not. If God says it's not permanent, it's not permanent. We limit God when we should be using our faith and getting the body of Christ to pray for us. Amen. I know people don't want to live like that. They just want to set back. They think God does magic. No, God does miracles. God does not do magic. God expects you to get into the Word. God expects you to learn the Word. God expects you to speak the Word. God expects you to proclaim the Word. God expects you to stand up and take over, praise God, so you can rule and reign in life by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Go on, praise God. You are to rule and reign in life. Circumstances are not to rule you. You're more than a conqueror. God always causes you to triumph. And when the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. No weapon formed against you shall ever prosper. You're not like ordinary people. Quit acting like it. Praise God. Start acting like a king's kid. Glory to God. Woo! Hallelujah. I've been alone for a long time with God. But I've had a good time with him. I've been feeding my faith, like old Dr. Lester Sumrall would say. Feed your faith. Starve your doubts to death. Let them die in Jesus' name. I tell you one thing. You feed your faith this word. All of a sudden, you just start rising, 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 rising above the storms of life. You can climb above your limitations in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Throughout the Bible, you know, God just showed up when he wanted to, and he showed up where he wanted to. He didn't ask for permission. He didn't ask for approval. He just showed up and stepped into that fiery furnace with those three Hebrew boys. He just stepped into the den of lions with Daniel. He stepped into a jail cell at midnight. And nobody there ever thought he would do that. Everybody said, they're all messed up. They're banned. It's over. They're through. But God showed up. Why did he show up? Because at midnight, Paul and Silas began to sing praises unto God in the midnight hour. And what the devil meant for their harm, God worked it out to good. And the whole jail cell, all the shackles fell off of them. All the chains fell off of them. And the doors came open. And every one of them got saved. Hallelujah. And the whole jail cell and all the jailers had born again, got a miracle from God. Do you need Jesus to visit your house? Start praising him like that. Hallelujah. Our God is a supernatural God who defies the natural. So don't just look at the natural when you're facing the problems of life. Remember the God factor. All it takes is for God to show up, and suddenly the battle turns and the odds are changed. Everything doesn't have to line up by computers and by mathematics. God defies mathematics. God defies the natural. God defies the reports of men. God is a supernatural, miracle-working God. As a matter of fact, if you will just reflect back on your life and look over your shoulder for the moment at situations that seemed impossible, people are still scratching their head. They're trying to figure out, how did you get out of that mess? They're still scratching their head. Amen. But God showed up. And that's all you can say is God showed up. The one who said, I am the way. He showed up and he showed me the way. And I got out of my mess because he showed me the way. He is the way. Go and praise him. Hallelujah. If you just look behind you, you realize three things that prove God has been with you and that God is with you. Number one, God has been for you. God has been for you. If God be for us, who can stand against us? If God had not been for you, you would have gone down a long time ago. It wasn't your ability that saved you. It wasn't your education, your willpower, your talents, or your giftings, or your strength. When David went against Goliath, it was not that he was stronger than Goliath. It was the fact that God stepped in and God gave him the strength to slay that giant. God will give you the strength to slay your giants too. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Not only has God been for you, but number two, you're not what you used to be. I may not be all that I should be, but thank God I'm not what I used to be. He's still working on me. I can't remember that little song, but it took one day to make the moon and the stars, Jupiter and Mars, and all that stuff. 1 week, 6 days shall thy labor and do all thy work, but the seventh is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. Go to church on the Lord's day. He took him all that time to do all this stuff. But he's still working on me. Thank God he's working on me. If you ever get to the place that you are satisfied, you are in big, big trouble. They that hunger and thirst after righteousness shall be filled. God is never drawn to fool. You've got to empty yourself out, amen, and let God show up. And let him fill you up with new revelation. Fill you up with new strength. Fill you up with new knowledge. God is for you. And God has been with you. Amen. You're not what you used to be. Amen. You may not be everything you ought to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. God stepped in and God brought you out. You used to be all messed up, a servant to sin. Some of us, I look out as I'm preaching and I see people that were slaves to alcohol, some to drug addictions. Some to fornication, adultery, lying, stealing, cheating, crooked deals. Amen. You know, some people, they sit in the church and they look down their nose and act like they never done anything wrong. But the Bible says all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. We see God at his best when he reaches down to touch the sinner. Hallelujah. God showed up in our lives. The Bible says such were some of you. But you were washed. You've been sanctified. You've been justified in the name of Jesus and by the Spirit of God. What a great God we serve. He changed us from that old nature to his divine nature. Hallelujah. It's called amazing grace. Hallelujah. Mercy walked in, brother. Thank God for that. May not be everything you ought to be, but thank God you're not what you used to be. And even if the devil strips your coat of favor off you like he did Joseph, you are still blessed and highly favored of God. Joseph, they took his coat, but guess what? God gave him another coat. God raised him up. He climbed up out of that pit. He climbed above his limitations. And you can climb out above your limitations too. I want this thing to get into your spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mercy walked in. Number three, you won some battles. You won some battles. You may not have won every battle, but you've won some battles. And if you look back at where you were and now where you are, you realize that you've won most of the battles of life. Do you wouldn't be here tonight. Hallelujah. You know, I love to see people who've been changed by God. They were broken, fragmented. Society had ridden them off. Then God showed up and God changed their lives completely. That's what God likes to do. He likes to take nobody, amen, of somebody who's a nobody, who's all messed up, and God likes to show up and defy the odds. Suddenly they lay the bottle down, they pick up the Bible, and suddenly they understand who they are in God. God likes to choose foolish things, weak things, and things that are despised. And he does that to confound the wise. Amen. God likes to show up and change things so he gets the glory. That's what he did for me. Hallelujah. I am what I am by the grace of God. I don't know why he would ever have chosen me. I wouldn't have chosen me, but God chose me, and then he let me preach his word. Hallelujah. I said, God, you've got a real sense of humor. He passed around some good people, over a doctor, over some lawyers, over some sophisticated folks in society. And he reached way down into the cesspool of sin and iniquity. And he laid his hand upon me, said, I choose you. And he lifted me up and set my feet on the solid rock to stay. And I've been going and going and going and going and going ever since. That's what God wants to do. God wants you to climb above your limitation. Hallelujah. Go on, praise him. Amen. Now, when Jesus entered Jericho, Zacchaeus not only knew where Jesus was, but somehow he had the ability to know where Jesus was going. And so he ran ahead and he climbed up that tree so he could get what he needed. He needed a miracle from God. And even though God is the one who does miracles, we have to enter in to what God is doing. At the point of every miracle, you've got to climb above your own limitations. The reason Zacchaeus couldn't see Jesus was because he was short of stature. But the Bible says when Jesus came to the place, Jesus knew that tree was there. He knew Zacchaeus needed a miracle. And Jesus met him at the point of need. And Jesus gave him the miracle he needed. And I'm here to tell you on the authority of God's word, he will do the same thing for you. Look at Luke 19 and 5. And when Jesus came to the place, look at it on your screen. He looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste, come down, for today I must abide. I'm going to take up residence. Hallelujah. I'm coming to your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. Look at verse 19. And Jesus said unto him, this day, not tomorrow, not next week, He needed a miracle. Jesus said, this day is salvation come to this house. Do you want salvation and blessings to come to your house? There's a tree called the cross of Calvary. And that tree is loaded with miracles and with blessings. And you can climb above your own limitations because Jesus went to that cross, and everything he did it for you and me. He gave his back to the smiters. He gave his cheek, and they plucked the beard out by the roots. He gave his all for you and me. Don't limit God by not reaching out with all your faith, with all your fiber, with all your being, and saying, God, I believe you, and I believe you will give me the miracle I need. Let us stand. Hallelujah.
Without a sail,
Jesus.